With more and more young children using phones and laptops, especially since the pandemic, how are they coping? Are they being bullied online? Are they telling their parents? Children's charity Barnardo's found that half of the around 300 8 to 12-year-olds they talked to have been bullied online, and only half looked for help. A quarter admitted to cyberbullying themselves. Suzanne Connolly is Chief Executive of Barnardo's, and she's with us in our studio this morning. Thanks for coming in, Suzanne. What did you do and what did you find?
Barnardo, supported by Google.org, delivered 23,000 children an online safety programme last year. And this year we decided that we wanted to get children's perspectives in cyberbullying. And what children told us was very interesting. They described what cyberbullying was to them, what it meant. A lot of it meant being mean to each other online. It meant being excluded from groups. It meant being killed in games. And they also were able to say, as you noted there, that they also had cyberbullied themselves. One in four said they had. And that meant, again, being mean to each other or maybe being mean, posting a mean video. And what children said to us was they wouldn't tell their parents about it because they were afraid that their parents would either take away their phone, that they would get involved in a way that might be unhelpful and might lose them friends. And also that they felt they would be afraid of their parents' reactions. So one of the things we want to do in Barnardo's is really support parents to have conversations with their children. And we're offering free online webinar training to parents about that, which will be available in October and November. And details of that are on our site. So the other thing we're asking as well is we're asking if the government, as part of its national anti-bullying plan, which is due out in November, will make online safety part of the curriculum and children will be able to talk about cyberbullying in that context.
And this cyberbullying that children describe, it's been carried out by their peers, by their friends.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And I think what's really interesting when children told us is sometimes they think their friends might be thinking it's funny. That it's not intentional bullying, but the children are feeling quite hurt and upset. And the other thing I think as well is that some of the games can be such that they might be saying, oh, you're no good at the game, why are you playing it? Or another thing, which is actually quite painful to read, with one child was talking about somebody online saying, oh, you can't afford to buy something, to be more involved in the game, you're quite poor. So it verges from the what I would call the quite things that happen every day, like being a little bit unkind to each other and then making up, to really painful things. And the other thing which is really interesting is children were well aware that if something was very serious, that they would tell their parents. So I think what this survey tells us is that children need some support in terms of managing their friendships in a way that's going to be helpful for them, but they need to know their parents are going to do that in a way that is more of a coaching style than too much interference.
It might be a bit late asking this. Is 8 just too young to have a phone?
I think 8 is very young to have a phone. I mean, the children that we surveyed were between the ages of 8 and 12. The challenge is, I think, that during COVID, when children were quite isolated from their friends, from their peers, they got used to using a lot of using phones.
That's and how now, their education was done for a lot of the,
exactly.
A lot of the time.
And now I think for children not to have a phone could actually be potentially quite isolating. So the key thing is we have to manage it. We have to encourage parents to lead by example in trying to limit some of the time children spend online, trying to encourage children to have an opportunity to engage with their peers when it's not just online, in activities, for example. And thank God now the children are able to do that again.
This is being covered in schools, isn't it?
It absolutely has been covered in schools. What's interesting is children know exactly how to stop, how to block, how to report an issue. What's probably not been covered sufficiently, I think, in schools is the reality of friendships. I mean, children don't always want to be kind with each other. Sometimes they are unkind. Sometimes they feel envious. Sometimes they feel angry. So if we have an opportunity where we can normalise those feelings for children and help them think of alternative ways to behave and maybe to think with a bit more empathy in relation to each other.
The budget, just while I have you here, because your organisation had been calling for several years for school books to be made free online at schools. Do you welcome what was introduced this week?
We were ecstatic that finally, after 17 years of campaign.
Were you surprised?
Yeah, it's likely actually to say that finally we have free primary school books and now we want to go for secondary. And our overall aim now is to really push for free education for children.
And do you believe that this will be done this year? Because it's been policy for some time now.
Well, just thank God we've got that really key step. And it's really important for parents and children in primary school. The next thing is secondary school. And absolutely, I'm on a mission to end voluntary contributions.
Suzanne Connolly, Chief Executive of Barnardo's. Thank you very much for coming into us this morning.